This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's Korn. We announced them. They're coming to town in September. Yeah.
The date changed, though, by one day.
18th,
19th? Yeah, Rand. It's so the 13th, I think.
Oh,
now,
good.
So the 14th.
It was the 14th. I thought it was the 19th because that's the same day
so as it's a Rammstein. Monday night.
I believe it's a Monday now because Randall sent us the email last night. Let me see here.
Well, I can look right here. Rammstein is the 19th now in Los Angeles.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good.
So Korn and Stained is September 13th, which is Monday night. Action Pavilion. Tickets going on sale on Friday if you want to go see that band right there. We just got into that big discussion on whether or not the Go-Go's should be in the Hall of Fame. And
nope.
That's the reason the Hall of Fame is kind of like, I don't care. The Go-Go's, Brett and I tried to think of it. This was in our wheelhouse. There's three songs. Then the fourth one, I'm like, I'm not sure I know it. You can't get in the Hall of Fame off three songs.
We Got the Beat.
Yeah, name them. Name their Hall of Fame act. Name them.
We Got the Beat. Our Lips Are Sealed. Vacation. That's what
we came up with. Yeah. Those are the three that popped up.
The other one you'll probably head over heels.
Head over heels.
Yeah. But again, it's not top of your – it's not one you just came up with.
Hall
I
fame,
had to look it up myself.
You should be like this, that album, that album. They lasted about 3 years.
Well, then you got – I mean, if you're going off of that, then Todd Rundgren.
Rundgren lasted years and years writing, producing, and being part of the thing.
Did we Bang on the Drum is a – I think that's a Rundgren thing.
But Rundgren had songs that, again, timeless. They have album. His album is in the top 15 of all time greatest albums on like every list. Like he is just. It's like musically just an amazing.
I mean, growing up, I ran into somebody on vacation, and they were just Rundgren.
Yeah,
they're in town, and I knew very little about him. But
musically, he's been around forever.
Oh yeah,
and so he's been in. But the Bengals haven't. Linda Carlisle wasn't in studios producing and changing. She was just there for the Go-Go's for a little bit. She had her one
and
hit.
And did her solo career.
One hit. She looked hot. We're pretty sure she took some Fen-Phen at the time.
Oh, yeah.
She looked amazing. She was gorgeous.
The Bengals are the same way. You got basically four songs.
Yeah.
And Walk Clinic in Egyptian, Manic Monday, Eternal Flame, and Hazy Shade of Winter.
Hazy Shade of Winter is a great song,
it is.
Too.
But that's a cover, too.
Yeah, that's them covering some. Yeah. So, anyway. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I always kind of like, it's the debate we were having yesterday. I'm like, I don't think it really matters. Nobody changes. Nobody gets into that. This is BS. That band is not. Like Maiden and, if Maiden and Priest and Sabbath took forever, and if they can't get in, then I don't think the Foo Fighters should get in.
Right.
They're too
Absolutely.
Soon. I agree with that. Anyway, long talk about music. Damn it.
It's fun.
It is. And that's what they want. And so then it is effective in that regard. It's like, it's just a. But I'd never travel to Cleveland just for that. The only reason I go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is because I had a layover or something happened and I got stuck in Cleveland. I'm like, well, I guess there's something to do. I'll go to that thing.
You can stay with
my brother if you need a place.
I'm not going to stay at anyone's home because then word got out that I'm
in Cleveland.
I don't want people, that's like having herpes. I don't want people to know about it.
Yeah, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Christmas Story house. That's about it. That's what Cleveland
is. And by the
is.
Way, in the book, A Christmas Story is set in my hometown of Cedar Lake, Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because in the second one, there's a sequel to the movie. People forget with Charles Grodin's in it. It's Cedar Lake, Indiana. Cleveland Street, Cedar Lake, Indiana. But the Cleveland and Ohio grab everything. It says their name. So, and they did film the house there. So it's that actual house from the movie. But yeah, that's it. And I don't want to go to the Christmas Story house. I know already it would be like, oh, this. And on the drive over, you're like, this is going to be disappointing. Very.
Yeah, and the inside shots weren't even filmed there. It's
no,
just like
it's
the,
just
outside.
The outside.
It's like, okay, great.
Okay, there it is. It's Thursday, Brady, and that means Hooters is hiring for all positions. They do that every Thursday.
Nice.
They reset the whole staff. Call your local Hooters for details if you're looking for work or apply at HootersROA.com. Hooters, making other jobs look boring since 1983, and the restaurant industry is having a hell of a time getting people to come back. They got to get on that. So Hooters is looking, too. Thank you, Hooters and Bud Light, for bringing us this Brady Report. Brady, quickly report it. You're
good
late.
Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Apple Pie Day.
That ain't so bad.
A couple of fun facts.
It's his
from
feeding
colonial him. Times until World War II.
Feeding.
May 1st was called Moving Day in New York City. And it was a tradition for millions of people to move at 9 a.m. on that day. They try to time their leases
Ah.
In New York. May 1st. Could you imagine that?
No. Not everybody? It can be everybody.
They recommended you do it on May 1st. But
if you're going to move.
Yeah. And they actually would set a lot of leases to go up on May 1st.
I see.
It didn't become legal to breastfeed in public in every state until 2018.
You should get rid of it again.
I'm about
Utah
that.
And Idaho finally passed their laws.
Throw those mothers in jail. That is disgusting. And I don't like your argument that it's a natural act, because so is peeing. But if I did that in a restaurant, you'd throw me out.
Good
disgusting.
Point.
It is a good
point.
It's just natural. It's a natural thing. Well, so is taking a dump, but I've got a room for that. I like that you're feeding your baby. Don't get me wrong. I don't want your baby to die.
Have a room.
But, you know, could you buckle it up a little bit? Those are fun bags. I don't want to see their features. Like, I want to see a woman go, oh, my butthole. Ooh, I'm like, yeah, you got a great ass. You know what it does? It creates feces so I don't toxify inside. Like, I don't want to know what it does. I want it to be an abandoned mine that hasn't been used since the 40s. I don't want your boobs to have function. They're sexualized. That's the point of me. You're gross. Yeah. It comes with the pee-pee.
28-year-old Audrey Franceschini.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Miami Beach, Florida. She works in sales at Carnival Cruise Lines. I guess she was really trying to blow up her Instagram. Because on Monday, Audrey went to a high school in Hialeah, Florida. And pretended that she was a student, enrolled.
That's a dream of mine.
She had a backpack and was carrying a skateboard, tried to look younger. Security guards saw her and kicked her out. Then they called the cops. The cops used the info from the flyers to figure out who she was. Went to her house that night, arrested her for trespassing.
Yeah.
This was Audrey posing as a senior.
She's about 41. I could see where she didn't look good. I could see where she could look like an old kid. The skateboard might have thrown me. She looks old, but she's here with a skateboard, so she must be one of them.
This was in the UK. This woman named Laura Dent has been left feeling anxious and shaken. She went to one of those group psychic reading parties.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And it was a well-known psychic in the UK, Amanda Malloy. And she got through about half the room. Ran out of time, but they prepaid.
Oh.
So Laura's like, look, you didn't get my reading.
I didn't do anything. Just
I'd like a refund. Well, it's almost a year into this trying to get this refund. She finally says, the lady gets back to her. Amanda gets back to her and says, give me your bank details and I'll figure this out.
Everything.
Like, you're just being a pain in the butt.
Right.
So she says, I'll give you a refund. I just want to say, make the most of the next 3 years.
Oh, she's killing her.
She said, you're not going to live well. So this lady's dealing with this.
That's the coolest psychic. I hate psychics, but that's a good move. A pissed off psychic that throws your end date on you, just stamps you with an expiration like you're a jug of milk.
Well, she shouldn't have to pay now. She did her reading. She's right. Done in three.
Here's your refund.
By the way, love. By the way, here's your 28 quid back. Great on you.
It was 10 pounds.
By the way, don't get used to the Biden administration. It's the last one you see. Okay, bye now. What? Wait a minute. Did you just give me a reading?
Oh, yes, I did. 28 quid, please.
I got a quick Wild America.
Okay, go. I love that. And that's the only psychic that I can get behind, one that stamps you with a 2023. What? What's this? You asked for it. That's why I don't like psychics. They
make
never
the best
tell
of it this year.
They never tell you. Oh, you're going to get hit by a bus. They never do it. Sorry, go ahead. What is it?
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. The Windy City, Chicago, is unleashing 1,000 feral cats because they got a rat problem.
Is this a movie?
Great idea. Did they ever read the old lady that swallowed a fly?
Or that one, yeah.
Yeah. You keep releasing animals, you're going to have a problem. Do they know about Hawaii and the nocturnal rats that they had?
They've been doing this since 2012. Here's how it works. They're feral cats. They get from the Humane Society, so they're fixed. The businesses apply for the cat. They make sure the business can maintain and feed the cat, but it hangs outside. I guess it cuts down on the rat population.
You get rid of the rats, and you got a cat problem.
Yeah, and you got to herd them back.
If they're all, neutered and spayed and stuff, I guess that's different. But do they get homes? That's not the Humane Society's goal, is to put them back on the streets, is it?
And bring them back in.
I mean, if that's the case, then just let orphans do it.
In Canada, there's a lumber company in Saskatchewan saying we've got some lumber disappearing. Someone's swiping the lumber. The RCMP gets involved. They find the lumber. There it is in a beaver dam. Beavers were breaking into the lumber yard and pulling the fence posts.
Well, if there's anything I've learned in the last 24 hours, that if anything's missing, say a baby's on it. They'll find it in an hour. And we're missing about, I don't know, 2 truckloads of timber there, eh? And babies. Oh, by the way, there's a baby on it. I was a caretaker for a child, and I put him on my lumber truck there, and there's a baby on it, so I'm going to get the RMCP choppers up.
That's your Wild America.
That was quick.
And Kansas City, the police department did a great job because this guy walked into the Thoroughbred Chevrolet dealership, used a fake ID, bought a $58,000 Ford Explorer.
No.
Drives off. The problem was the guy took another happy customer picture. So the dealership has a picture of the guy. Took him less than an hour to find the guy driving in his car.
Jesus. Dolt.
Smooth. Kind of like that.
We had another mum in England panic. She has her baby. I think the baby is 10 months old. And she thought the baby had a hole in its mouth. Opens up the mouth, sees the hole. Go to the ER. Hole in the roof of the mouth.
Oh, roof of the mouth.
Yeah. Goes to the ER.
That's different.
Open up the mouth again and look at it. It's a sticker. It's just a little red sticker on the roof of the mouth of the baby. She thought it was a hole.
Baby needs a glass of water if stickers are staying on the top of the roof of its mouth. Give the baby some of that. Go in the other room and give it some of that teat.
Ah.
Yeah. The baby?
Yeah.
You're just looking at that baby with a sticker?
Yeah.
Man, you're worse than I am. You can't even look at a photo of a baby. It makes you.
Let's get to some.
You don't have a vasectomy?
No.
God, you are chancing it, brother.
No.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Why don't you go get that chopped?
We need to, actually.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
We got the number for you.
If that's your reaction to a photo of a baby.
What are you
doing? Yeah, I don't want one of those damn things.
No, I'm worried because he's Italian. If Madea says I'm pregnant, we all know that Brett's going to be single and we haven't heard from Madea in a while.
Come on.
If that's your reaction to a photo of a baby. Oh, God, that was close.
Yeah.
Hey, Brett's stuffed a hanger through the picture.
Oh, come on. That's funny, but come on.
That's funny, but I mean, geez, not on me.
Man, somebody else do the hanger jokes. I'm not poking no baby photos. I got a guy for that. Yeah, you go get fixed. I've never seen anybody react to a photo. I don't want kids, but photos of babies never scared me.
Radio video is this controversial video of the hard hit during youth football practice.
Phenomenal.
Controversial?
Oh, yeah.
This is a form tackle.
Every NFL player has come out and said that this is bad coaching.
You shouldn't allow it,
but they can't track. They have the Titans logo on the helmets, and they've contacted the Tennessee Little League, but no one knows where.
So it's the
they still haven't turned anyone in on the practice.
It's basically like a 45-degree Oklahoma drill. You do compass runs at each other. From an angle. One guy's turning right, one guy's turning left, and you ram them into each other. It is bad coaching for this
age. The one kid is a lot bigger than the other.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. I just thought it was a clean hit. Well, get used to it, son.
Well, look.
That's how football works.
This kid looks like he's maybe 6 or 7. Look at the other kid that's hitting him.
Yeah. He's in the 12.
Run. He lights him up, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Bears just signed him, Brett.
Thank God.
Yeah. Is that a good hit? He doesn't look that much bigger than the other kid.
The one thing
throw a pass.
You know what he looks? He looks like an athlete. The one kid looks super athletic, and the other doesn't.
The one thing I will say is a bunch of the NFL players are saying teaching him to lead with his helmet. He didn't. Look at his shoulder.
No, he is square.
Look at his shoulder.
His head's up.
His head's up.
Play 60.
He's just a lot smaller.
Yeah, that's he just lowered his shoulder.
Pleated
him. I don't really see so much size difference there.
Oh, what?
I don't. Oh, I just see an athletic kid versus a kid who didn't know what to do. It's bad coaching because you did pair up a kid who's just a sitting duck. The other kid knows what he's doing. Number four, knows how to hit.
Because he has lower. I mean, the kid that's trying to tackle is lower because he's the other guy's taller, but he's just outweighed.
Are they in the same outsized. Little league?
Well, they'd have to be.
No, that it's actually a Titans practice.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, these guys are trying to make
I'm getting
the,
older because these kids look young. They look young. It's weird when you see your draft picks were born in the 2000s.
Not quite as yoked as I expected.
No. Well, it's that vertical camera thing.
Can I use the term yoked?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Brett, put the picture down. It's not real.
The next radio video is a slow-mo. Slow motion video. This guy does a pretty cool slide, like beer pong, but it's more of a free throw shot.
Oh, this looks is like a dude sliding across a ping pong table.
I think he has like a marble or an olive in his hand. Turns to his back. Does the fade away jump?
Oh, as he's going into the lake.
As he's going into the lake.
And he garnishes the beverage.
Yes.
There he is, splashdown. Olives in the air.
He's coming in.
Red Solo cup waiting.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Splash. Release rotation, splash.
It takes too long.
He's not my Vetus. Your Vetus. He's our Vetus.
And the last one is a quickie. Billy Goat trying to pick the little kid up. And then goes back in.
You don't touch a Billy Goat's baby.
Yeah. Drop that kid.
That's your people, Brad.
Yeah. These are the Italians.
Oh, my God. A native.
Guess what they're
like, get
I don't
off
know
the
if
vine.
It is. He's not talking
get
with his hands
vine.
Enough.
It's almost got to the grass.
Verga. Verga.
Verga.
Verga. That's rain, isn't it? Or dick?
I got one. I got one from John that he sent us.
Oh, this is great. Fat guy lifting a fat girl.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Yeah. He just tries to straight press his fat girlfriend and just tosses her.
These pigs.
These pigs.
Look at him.
I bet you I can lift you up over my head.
I bet you can.
I'm a strong man.
Watch
I'm a
this.
Big woman.
All right, let's try this. Nope, Candy, you were right. You were right. You're too heavy.
Late. Damn it, Cletus.
And then he runs into the ocean.
That hurts. Good thing I got all this padding.
Hold my fries while I lift this bitch.
That's the headline on it. Hold my fries. I didn't know what HMF meant.
I didn't know either.
Hold my fries while I lift this bitch. Well, I just want to be there for the conversation.
You could never lift me up.
I sure could. You're a waif. You're a baby. You're a tiny woman. I'm a big, strong man. And then after, you were right. You're too fat. I couldn't do it.
That's a whole subreddit. Hold my fries.
Hold my fries is for fat people trying to lift things. Fantastic. And then the conversation after. That's where these things, you don't get the nuance of the before and after. There was an argument before he tried
thinking?
To lift her. And then after, when he had to tell her, you're right, I couldn't do it. And it doesn't make me less of a man. It makes you too much woman.
I got to go further down the beach, find someone a little bit lighter.
Yeah, I got to date a smaller woman or you need to start jogging on this beach more.
Well, you're no charm.
Well, I can't lift you and I can lift lots. I can pick up a truck.
Look, this is how things are done in the Galapagos.
You're a big woman. You think you could clean and jerk Ronnie? I don't think I could get Megan over my head. She's not heavy.
I don't know if I could.
I got bad shoulders, but even healthy, I don't think I could get her up there.
Yeah, that's
a... You don't think, and she's not a big lady.
No.
Yeah, get Lisa up.
The key...
Toledo's chick, we could lift her one
They
hand.
Really have to plank good.
They have to be strong.
Because if they're...
Yeah, I need a girl with a good core. I'm not picking this, you know, the Pillsbury Dough girl.
You're making it be easy. No?
She's dense because like, she's got a lot of muscle.
So she's heavy?
She's about 170, I think.
No.
I haven't put her on a scale in a while.
I
haven't seen her in a while.
She's got some guns. She's 170, 175.
Something
she's,
you're a little concerned about?
No,
with the bad shoulder or anything?
No, she could kill me because I only got one good arm. That's why I'm learning to fight with one arm. You never know. She's going to snap.
Kirby pressed me.
Yeah, out of the way,
feet.
Pirate.
With her feet.
Threw him through the wall. Get out of the way.
Field
She's
goal.
One of those acrobats that spins people with their feet.
Hey, you make a better door than a pirate, you old man. And then between her big toe and her middle toe, just picked Brady up and chucked him out the door.
Talon.
Look at that. I threw him out with my big fat eagle talon.
That's your favorite Monopoly piece.
The foot.
The eagle talon.
Oh. I'll be the 7 foot. Let's play some board game. Adam Ray's going to come in here in just a little bit. We love Adam. It's been a while since he's been in here. 3 weeks, I think, since he's last been to town, right?
Yeah, at least.
Been here a lot.
Been here a lot.
Adam's coming in here. But now it's for, like, full rooms and everything's normal again, and that'll be great. We'll talk to Adam next. There goes your Brady report.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.